Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 20th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to analysts at IC Insights, chipmakers are on track to spend $152 billion on new fabs and production equipment in 2021, up 34% in the year, the largest annual growth since 2017. Contract fabs like TSMC, Samsung Foundry, and GlobalFoundries are expected to make up 35% of this. Researchers at Cortical Labs announced they created so-called mini-brains of up to 1 million living human brain cells on a microelectronic array and successfully trained these to play a simplified version of Pong with no opponent. The researchers note the cells were able to learn the game in roughly 5 minutes compared to 90 minutes on an AI system. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman strongly believes Apple will launch a new external monitor. This would be a lower-cost monitor compared to the existing Pro Display XDR. This comes as IDC reports that PC monitor shipments declined for the first time in 5 consecutive quarters, down 7.2% to 34.8 million units. Sidewalk Labs CEO Dan Doktoroff is stepping down for health reasons. Relatedly, Sidewalk Labs and its products Pebble, Mesa, Delve, and Affordable Electrification will be folded into Google, Doktoroff wrote in a blog post Thursday. He added that Google parent company Alphabet will spin out Sidewalk's Canopy buildings as an independent company. Oracle announced it intends to acquire the electronic medical records company Cerner in an all-cash deal worth $28.3 billion. The deal is expected to close in 2022 and would be Oracle's biggest acquisition. ByteDance launched a new standalone shopping app in China called Douyinbox, aimed at Gen Z shoppers. Similar to ByteDance's Fano platform in Europe, Douyinbox pulls in videos focused on fashion and style from the main Douyin app, with tabs to order items featured in videos. According to documents obtained by Finland's national public broadcasting company, YLE, Meta employs 11 people in Berlin for Finnish language moderation on Facebook. The documents also show Meta has not developed Finnish language automated moderation for hate speech, violent content, or nudity. Automated moderation systems do look at content published in Finland in other languages, which Meta estimates is about a fifth of Facebook content in the country. Amazon announced its App Store now supports Android 12. Up until the fix, users who upgraded devices to Android 12 couldn't download, update, or open apps through the Amazon App Store. Retro Games announced its Amiga A500 mini console will go on sale March 25, 2022 for $140. This will include an integrated keyboard like the original A500 with 25 bundled games, including Zool, Worms, and Alien Breed 3D. Xiaomi announced the TV Stick 4K, a streaming stick running Android 11 that supports Dolby Atmos and Dolby Vision. It comes pre-installed with Amazon Prime Video, Netflix, and YouTube, with a bundled remote that supports Google Assistant. No word on pricing or availability. The Google Authenticator app surpassed 100 million installs on the Play Store. Android Police points out the app hit this milestone despite last being updated in May 2020 when it added a dark mode and the ability to export credentials to a new device. LG announced the 17-inch UltraGear 17 G90Q, calling it the company's first gaming laptop. It offers 11th gen Intel Tiger Lake H CPUs up to an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 Max-Q GPU, a 300Hz 1080p display, and an RGB keyboard. It arrives in the US and South Korea in early 2022. No pricing was announced. At the first major Halo Infinite tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina, players in the open bracket used Xbox Series X development consoles rather than retail units due to the ongoing chip shortage. These consoles operated in retail mode and offered the same experience as a standard Xbox Series X console. And finally, the Hugo Awards are an annual literary award for sci-fi and fantasy works. This year, the award introduced a category for video games. The game Hades won the first Hugo Award in the category. Spiritfarer, The Last of Us 2, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Final Fantasy VII Remake, and Blazeball were also nominated. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.